Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is Sunday morning and we are here on a Sunday morning breakfast inspirational call. It's the 8 o'clock hour and I hope everyone is wide awake and excited to enjoy God's word and excited to just be here and honoring the fact that we were on the wake up list this morning. That's a gift indeed. We've been chosen to live another day. We've been chosen to fulfill on God's purpose. We've been chosen to operate and walk in the path in which he is guiding us. Truly, truly a blessing indeed. And this week, we're talking about leftovers. Leftovers. And the blessings that they are. Many of us live this life. We think when we think of the word leftovers, the first thing that automatically comes to mind is what we didn't eat for the evening, what we didn't finish at our restaurants, what's been packed up and sometimes just put into the back of the fridge. But I challenge us to think about more than the food aspect. And the reason I say that is because a leftover, as we know it, is also a remnant. It is what God calls his people. The remnant will be chosen. The remnant will come home. So I'm excited. I'm so excited about this topic. Excited that we are focused on leftovers and whom they are, what they are, and how we should go about being one of them. So let's go forward on this call this morning with none other than our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr. Oh, Mr. Carr, we'll be right back. Well, yeah, as I was just sharing, a remnant is defined as something that is not being used, something that may be left over. The most common that I know of in remnants are the items, say, at the end of the bolt of a fabric, right? We don't necessarily use that. We dispose of it. A remnant could be, as I'm reminded in my, from my childhood, from my mom's childhood, the pieces of food that was not, provided to at the master's house, but that was thrown away and given to the indentured servants, given to the slaves to use to make their meals. That's what I know as remnants. And it's just so important that we recognize how they are used to make amazing things. So let's move forward as we go forward this morning on leftovers, to talk about all of the above, and we do so with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Anna.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, yourself?
I'm great, thank you.
Okay, do you mind opening with prayer?
Sure. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to come together and fellowship with one another and truly appreciate that you have given us this gift so that we can do so. We are honored and appreciate the fact that we are on the wake-up list this morning and that you've chosen that we continue on our journey, Heavenly Father, to do all that you call us to do. May we be the remnant that you call upon, dear Lord, to come see you. May we live our lives, Heavenly Father, in the way that you call us to do. May we wake up each day and give the same love that you give to us to all that you send our way. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, y'all. This morning we're talking about leftovers. Talking about leftovers. Ms. Deanna, I'm going to actually have you speak for a second, then I'm going to chime in. So y'all pay attention.
Yes, sir. So in looking at this topic, one of the most interesting things that I came across is that In the Old Testament, we see many passages that refer to the total destruction of a nation. But when God brings judgment to people or a nation, he does not destroy the faithful with the wicked, but he leaves a remnant. He leaves someone behind or a group of people behind because they have been faithful to him. When I woke up Saturday morning, God placed the remembrance of the word remnant on my mind. And the first time I socialized that word was when I worked in the fabric industry. And in that work, it was defined as a piece of fabric left over after cutting a bolt or a roll, and typically less than half a yard, because that company didn't sell anything less than half a yard. So the procedure was go ahead and throw away that piece. But the company didn't see the benefits in that remnant, in that leftover piece. But the employees did, and they asked for it, and they got it. They made projects with their kids, projects for themselves. And then eventually the benefits were seen, and the company started understanding the value of what's left over, the value of a remnant. And they created sales for all those leftover pieces. And I'm sharing this because, like the fabric company, the concept of a remnant truly stood for, with God, the part of the nation judged by God who were faithful, even though most people rejected his ways. The fact of that there is an existence of a remnant is said to be due to God himself. The remnant then is the real people of God, a concept we mostly find in the New Testament, where it says in Romans 11 and 5, a remnant chosen by grace. So as we know the road to heaven is narrow, we see throughout God's word how a remnant is truly chosen. In the days of the flood, for example, we see how many there were. There were only 8 people. It was Noah and his family, and they were the remnant. They were who were left over. In the days when God had called Abraham, there was one, and that was Abraham. He was the remnant. Then there was the time when Israel abandoned all things God, and there were only 7,000. And God said to Elijah in Romans 11 and 4, I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. That was the remnant. And even Jesus Christ has told us that only a few will be saved. And he said in Matthew 7:13-14, don't look for shortcuts to God, because the market is flooded with surefire, easygoing formulas for a successful life that can be practiced in your spare time. But don't fall for that stuff. Even though crowds of people do, the way to life, the way to God, is vigorous and requires total attention. There is a small gate and a narrow road that leads to life, and only a few will find it. And that few, that is the remnant. So who are we going to be? Are we going to be his chosen leftovers? Or are we going to be that remnant? I hope you ate well.
Thank you, Ms. Tien. So, y'all, we're talking about leftovers on the flip of this morning. I really want to get into it where, you know, one of those topics where it's uncomfortable. But, Lee, I like talking about the uncomfortable things. I think that when people avoid the truth, they avoid God. You cannot love God and avoid God at the same time. Can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Impossible. So we're going to be talking about leftovers, but I want to talk about the leftovers we give God.
All right.
Here's the thing about what we give God. When we give God leftovers, we feed everybody else, especially ourselves, but him. And we give God the leftover of our time, our attention, our endurance, our strength, our focus, our faith, our belief. We give God the leftovers. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And we proclaim that to be okay. Deanna?
It's not okay.
I'm going to need you to put that phone on mute or something because they're typing and we can hear. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So this is something that we have to be very careful of. One of the scriptures we know very well where it says, you know, whoever denies me before men, I also will deny them before my Father who is in heaven. We see that all the time. I want to turn to this scripture, though. And I thought that scripture was Matthew 10:33. Jeremiah 17 and 10. Go ahead and read that for us, Ms. Tiana.
I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind, to reward every person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve. Amen.
Read it one more time for everybody, y'all. That's Jeremiah 17 and 10.
I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind, to reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve. Amen.
Ephesians 6 and 11. Can you read that?
Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Amen.
Giving God leftovers. How about that? Do we do it?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Yes.
Does it show? Of
yes.
course. I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind to give every man according to his ways. According to the fruit of his deed. Ain't that something? Why do we so often give God the leftovers, yet we say we love God so much? The Bible says, although they praise me with their mouths, their hearts are far from me. It's absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the schemes of the devil, the tactics. Put on the whole armor of God, you know, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Your feet shod with the gospel of peace. Yep. Y'all know what I'm talking about? The belt of
yes,
truth.
Sir.
The shield of faith. The sword of the spirit. Put on the whole
yes.
armor of God. Because if we don't put on the whole armor of God, we can't do that. And in doing so, God tests our heart. It should be protected by righteous.
Mm-hmm.
No, the breastplate of righteousness. He tests our heart. It should be protected by salvation. You know, the mind, the heart, the mind. Huh?
Yes.
He searches your heart and tests the mind to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his deeds. See, the fruit of your deeds is by what you plant and how it produces. You know a man by the tree, by the fruit that it bears.
Mm-hmm.
You will know someone by the fruit that they bear. You know if you're giving God leftovers or not. Let me say this again. You know if you're giving God leftovers or not. It's not okay for you just to be saved. When you're in God, my cup
runneth over. To the multitude, he told his disciples, feed the ones who are sitting. Make them sit, now feed those who are sitting.
Mm-hmm.
He said, feed those who are roaming. And even after they've eaten, go and pick up the fragments. Leave nothing behind.
Yes.
I want the leftovers. Well, in our case, we give something else. Number one, listen, we say stuff about cheating, right? Here's the thing. Okay, this is how we play with God, too. We give the world the best of our attention, the best of our day. Hold on. I wake up and I praise God. Okay. Just because your husband or your wife, your bae or your boo, your nunu or your, that's my handsome man. Just because they call you first thing in the morning, if their day is filled with everything else, huh? Just because they wake up to you, don't mean that you get all of them. You get the leftovers. Because you do know that, let me go ahead and get this out the way, is still a stamp of leftovers. In other words, I'm going to take care of that right there. You're going to get partial, but not all.
Mm.
I want y'all to know that. Leftovers. Where do you spend most of your time? Oh, Lord. I love it. I love it. It is impossible that we say we love God so much and we can't operate in God if we dwell in God. Ooh. The Bible says he reveals himself to those who diligently seek his face. So we know that we're giving God leftovers by how we live our life. How do you know this, Mr. Carr? What you're around is what you become.
Yes.
You become your job more than you become like Christ. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. And it runs you ragged. You have this misconception that life is about chasing your dreams. Boy, we have this misconception, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
That life is about chasing our dreams, but God would test. Yeah. He would test where we at. He will examine, where we are. Ain't that something?
It is.
I love it, y'all. I literally love it. Because what God does is he reveals to us what we give him. He reveals to us. And he does it quite often. Come on.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Y'all need to understand this, and you can write this down. That your assignment, listen good. Your assignment was decided by God. But discovered by you.
Amen.
Tiana, go on mute. I got this call. I need y'all to hear me. Your assignment was decided by God, but discovered by you. This is extremely important. Because giving God leftovers, listen to me. If God's messenger is not pleased, your spiritual leader is not pleased with what you give God, how do you think God is pleased with what you give him? Now, hold on. Unmute Miss LaTanya for me. I love this one. Unmute Miss LaTanya. This is absolutely amazing. I love it. If your spiritual leaders, your spiritual heads, your spiritual guides, if they're not pleased with what you give God, because iron sharpens iron, how then would God be pleased? Unless your spiritual leaders are false, and why would you be following them?
Amen.
You there, Ms. LaTanya?
Yes, sir.
Okay. See, the reason why I unmuted you is because this is important. When I say your assignment was decided, or is decided by God, but discovered by us, do you understand that we will never walk until where we need to be, until we literally give God all of us, not some of us?
Correct.
Okay. Did I hear that? All of us, not some of us. Your assignment is decided by God, but discovered by you. God will test you. He will examine you simply to show you how much are you giving him the main course, or how much are you giving him leftovers.
Right.
He will absolutely do it, people. It's discovered by us. To discover anything suggests that you must be diligent with it.
Amen.
You can't be diligent with something that you're only giving partial love to, part-time lovers. We become part-time lovers. We talked about this some years ago. We become part-time lovers of God. How you know we become part-time lovers? How does your love for him today look versus doing on Tuesday? Basis, when you got yourself going on, how does it look? We can't be faithful in our natural relationships. Because Latonya, I can't be faithful to you, yet alone a God I can't see.
Amen.
I'm going to touch on it, y'all. Put the elephant in the room. Ms. Latonya, you go ahead and go mute, because I don't know what's going on your phone. Y'all, what happens is, we give God this spiritual anointed love that says, hold on, I can love God. And I love God all. You can't tell me I don't love God. You can't tell me I don't give God all of me. Yeah. But then we have these natural relationships, whether it be sister, brother, mother, son, daughter, father, whether it be co-worker, whether it be neighbor, whether it be husband, wife. We have these natural relationships, and we can't be faithful to that. We give that part-time attention when that is our assignment. Didn't I tell you that your assignment is decided by God, but discovered by you? A lot of people walking around here is your assignment, but we give God leftovers. Therefore, we don't even know what's what, because we give him part of us, not all of us. My, my, my. We don't know even where our assignment, who our assignment, where it's supposed to be. We don't know it. You know how people say, I don't know what I'm called to do. I don't know my calling. And then you got other people who, in their head, they think they slick. I know my calling because it's what I like to do. And I know I'm good at. But let me show you something. Let me show you something, SMB. Huh? Giving God leftovers? Don't be fooled, because it's something that you may be good at, and it's something that you may like to do. That don't mean that it's your calling. Just because it's something that you're good at, just because it's something that you like to do, don't mean that it's your calling. Huh? You know, a lot of people are good at what they go to school for. And it can actually seem like they're excelling in it, and that is not their calling. Hello? A lot of people like to gossip, and they're good at it. That don't mean it's their calling. But you would never know your calling. You would never discover that what you have been called to do until you devote all of yourself to God. You can't give God leftovers and expect all of it. Check this out. The definition of insanity, we all know it, is to keep on doing the same old thing, expecting a different result. How is it that we think we can keep on giving God partial love, partial focus? I mean, in 2018, we started the year off by saying God is all of you. Thank you for this year. But then we forget about God. No later than February 1st. We just doing us. How can we discover something when we don't walk and give what God desires? Why? How? Y'all do understand that it literally matters where you are just as much as what you are? Let me say this again, so we can stop giving God leftovers. It matters where you are just as much as it matters what you are. Oh, y'all didn't catch it? Cool. In other words, you can literally be the right person in the wrong environment. Who says that a fish is not good? Who says that, yeah, a fish is not good in sand, but put it in water and watch it do what it do. It matters where you are just as much as it matters what you are. See, listen to what I'm trying to say. Listen to what I'm telling you, okay? Giving God leftovers. We'll say, well, I know whose I am. Okay, so you know what you are, but tell me this, where are you? He said, Adam, oh Adam, where are you? In other words, you are not walking in what I created you to walk in. You took yourself out of the water and put yourself on a desolate land. You fish you. It matters just as much as where you are as to what you are. Mm-hmm. Where are you? Where are you in life? In other words, how much have you decided? You know, tithes and offering. Offering don't have to be, offering can be so many different things, not just the money part of it. The tithe, he said give him the first 10%, tithe and offering. How much more are you giving God in your offering? What you giving God? Do we give God partial time? Because, you know, a lot of us, we got the money to give, so therefore we think we got it going on. And talking about I don't give God leftovers. Just because you tithe don't mean that you're pleasing to God. It does not mean that you're not giving God leftovers. See, our leftovers is not his leftovers. See, our leftovers be, God, I'm going to give you a portion of me because the other portion of me wants to be in the world. The other portion of me wants to love who I am. The Bible said, yes, if you follow me, you must hate even your father and your mother. And then it says, also yourself. But see, we've got to tell it to the mature crowd because the immature crowd takes the word hate in a different way. In other words, he's saying, do not desire those things which oppose me. Meaning you and anybody else. Because if you put things before you put God, you can give God leftovers. If you put God first, if you put God first, if you put God first, if you encounter God and have an experience with God, you can't do nothing but give him all of you. We give God leftovers because we have yet to have that experience with God. In other words, we only have a knowledge of God. In other words, we only go by what sounds good. And, ooh, that was good this morning. But why is it that the word needs to sound good for you to give God all of you? It shouldn't have to sound good. When you're in love with someone, come on, talk to me, somebody. When you're in love, talk to me, somebody. When you're in love with someone, do you need them to give you anything? You give them everything. In other words, you become a puppy dog for something that very well may reject you here on earth. So you don't give that leftovers. We give God leftovers. Why should God have to sit up here, stand on his head, do 10 backwards flips, you know, walk on a tightrope and juggle some let's say bowling pins in his hands to entertain you, to get you to love him, to get him all of your attention. When you truly love something, he loved us in spite of. You should know that. We have loved people before that we thought was love, and they ain't love us back. But did we not pursue? Yes, we did. So why is it that God must entertain you to get all of you? You done gave the people in the world all of you, and they ain't even entertain you. We give God leftovers. He warns us, do not put any other idols before me. In other words, we put things before God and you can't serve two masters. When we put anything, including ourselves, including our own desires, before God, we give God leftovers. Oops, I remember you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Oops, I remember you, God. God is good. God is great. Thank you for this plate. See, we do stuff like that. We give God leftovers.
We give God leftovers. When we face trials in life, we give God leftovers. How do you know that? How easily do you break? Are you one of those Christians who always say, well, God, I'm sorry? The Bible says, man, God is not a man to where you should repent or apologize. Oh, I'm not telling you not to apologize. I'm not telling you not to repent. I'm telling you if you did it right the first time, why you got to do it again? And then we come up with these clever words that says, you know, hindsight is perfect when we, you know, 2020. We have 2020 vision and hindsight. In other words, once you go through something, now I see clearly. But here's the thing. Why you got to go through it to see clearly if you already chose God? In other words, if you was giving God, all of you, didn't the Bible say his friends, to his friends, he lets everything be known, everything that's known to him, he lets be known to his friend. Doesn't that indicate that you only giving God leftovers? Because if you be a friend of God, how can two walk together lest they be in agreement? Don't you talk to your friend all the time? Don't you talk to your friend all the time? We don't say stuff, Miss Latonya. Unmute Miss Latonya, please. Miss Latonya, when a friendship, you don't deny what's been going on, correct?
That's correct.
There's no need to give God leftovers in a friendship. There's no need for that, people.
Right.
I've heard of some silly stuff. I'm serious. I've heard it, and I've heard it all. But leftovers is not something that we can build our relationship with God on. You can't say that you have a friendship with God and you continually saying, I didn't see that coming. God would. Wow.
Amen.
Bible says some things will remain a mystery, not all. So we should have some good foresight, right? Some good peripheral, right? And this
right.
comes by way of us not giving God leftover time. See, we say stuff like, hold on, this is how I sound, Miss Latonya. We say stuff like, oh, I don't talk to God like that. You don't talk like that. How often do you talk to God?
Right.
Miss Latonya, I like to address the elephant in the room. Miss Latonya, if you don't talk to God like that, how often, I know somebody named what I'm talking about, how often would that mean you're talking to God if you don't talk to him that often, like that?
Once a week.
And I still say that's frequent. You tell me you don't talk to somebody like that, that means you talk to them maybe, once every 3 weeks, once every 4 weeks, something like that?
Yes, right.
Would you suggest that talking to somebody, not talking to somebody like that is 2 times a week? See, what I'm trying to get y'all to say is, see is this. Listen, watch this now. If you have a friendship, when the stuff gets thick and the fire get hot in the kitchen, in life, listen to what I'm telling you now. The same friend, the one who has knowledge, the one who has all glory, the one who has everything in the palm of his hand, when you give him all of you, it's funny how when life's trials come your way, doesn't he give you all of him simply because you accepted what he gave you?
Yes.
You give God leftovers. And this is why when trials and tribulations come our way, we only can handle it partially, if at all.
Right.
If at all. Simply because we didn't walk with him like we said we walked with him in the first place. Because if that's a friend, and we deal with him on a regular and not like that. But if you dealt with God on a regular, even if it's 2 to 3 days a week, it should be more. That, you know, you can't deal with somebody 2 days a week and say you don't talk to them frequently. 3 days a week, that's a lot. But the devil is schematic. And see, the devil will have you give God part-time love. And see, if you're not careful, the same way you treat natural beings, is the way you treat God. We give people part of us. In other words, we say this to their face and we talk behind people's back. How is that giving them everything? Is that not giving them leftovers? You know, one thing that, you know,
yes.
people can't stand, y'all know this to be true. It's somebody who smiles in your face and do what?
Talk behind your back.
Come on, don't we do it to God?
Yes.
Do we not do that to God?
Because we don't think that God is omnipresent. Only when we're reminded, then we realize that. Because if we thought that God was omnipresent, the last thought that we had that was evil, we wouldn't have done it. Because we know that he's in our thoughts and he can see them. So we that disrespectful.
That's right.
We that disrespectful. If we thought that God was omnipresent, we wouldn't have did what we did in our car when that person cut us off. We wouldn't have did that, would we? If we thought that God was omnipresent, although boss man or woman wasn't around, we would have clocked in at the right time. And we wouldn't have clocked our friend out when they wasn't there.
Yes.
If we thought that God was omnipresent, right? So we give God leftovers. In other words, I give you that which is, when I think I see you, I give you all of me. When I think I see you. Come on, people.
Yes.
Huh? If we thought that God was omnipresent and we didn't give God leftovers, why then did we make the crucial decisions in life that did not involve him and he was right there?
Yes.
Crucial decisions. You understand? God examines.
Yes.
He tests. Not for himself. God knows already. He knew us before we was formed. So you don't think God knows when we in life give him leftovers?
Yes, he does.
We got to get out of that stuff that talks about more of God and less of me. We got to get into that thing where we live all of God and none of me.
Amen.
Other than that, you will find yourself giving God leftovers because your job is more important than your life. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, my job is my life. I would hope that you're talking about the God, job with God. I would hope that you're talking about that, Peter, Bartholomew. I would hope that you're talking about that.
Right.
We find ourselves in precarious positions where our leftovers start telling on us. How you know you giving God leftovers? What your endurance look like? Because if you exercise your faith, meaning you give God everything and not just leftovers, what does your endurance look like? Equated to this, if God was your trainer, your personal trainer, why are you not in shape? You got daily sessions with your trainer, daily. And I'm not talking about just no one time a day. You got the type of trainer that has, I'm telling you, Ms. LaTanya, look, he got the vitamins and nutrition, he got the relaxation table, all that.
Yeah.
Got the pre-workout stuff to get you going, got the post-workout stuff to help you relax. That's the type of trainer that you have.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it rejuvenates you. So if that's your trainer, let's see what type of leftovers that you're giving your trainer. Because a typical trainer would tell you to leave everything on the gym floor. Huh? Meaning to give it your all. I got you.
Yes.
I got you. If you was to get tired, I know when to give you a break. I know when to give you some air. I know when to tell you sit down. I know when to stretch you out.
Right.
But if God be our trainer, how is it that we run out of gas in life if you're training with him? You know why? Because we give God leftovers. We decided to have two trainers. But, God, I'm only going to use you on Sunday and Wednesday. I got another trainer on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. And, whoo, my fattest trainer is off the food, off the chain.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I got trainers called Fun and Do What You Want. There's two different trainers. I got a trainer called Unforgiveness. They done trained me well. Yeah. Huh? I got a trainer that's called Pride and Greed. Yeah, I mean, they don't like to be called. One of them just need. They told me to call them G, and the other one called me just call them Big P.
Yeah.
I got that type of trainers, but then I want to have God as a trainer too. Right.
Right.
Yeah. And a big trainer that we have is called Leftovers.
Yeah.
Leftover trainers, good. Because you don't have to be all holier than thou to make it to heaven. Well, let me ask you something then. You know, that's the going thing. Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something then. If you don't have to be all that to make it to heaven, tell me this. How are you going to respond to what heaven requires when you get there? Because didn't he say, the real trainer, say, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven? If you give God leftovers here, what you think you're going to give him in heaven? Now, do you think God's going to let people give him leftovers in heaven?
A place where he requires full of everything? All of everything? 100% of everything?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. You see where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. So it matters where you are just as it matters what you are. It matters where you are in life.
Right.
Who your trainer is?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Your trainer telling you to give God leftovers? Who training your mind? In other words, what do you surround yourself with? You don't even have no godly people around you? Are you godly? Okay, they don't have to be godly, but are you? Who influencing who? So who's training who? You do know that that's putting another idol before God if you don't know that. But let me say it again, because we got it confused. We give God so much leftovers to where we don't even know that when we surround ourselves around things that are not in God, huh? Well, how you know they ain't in God? Well, when the tests and trials come, who bailing your behind out? I'm talking about in the godly way. I'm talking about in the righteous way that line up with his word. This is how you know they're not. So in other words, you decide to give God leftovers because of your disobedience. You know better. You just choose to live the easy way.
Mm-hmm.
You choose to live the easy way. In other words, people like them trainers that's like substitute teachers that don't make them work.
Mm.
Like that type of trainer. But at the end of the day, I thought you came for results. So at the end of the day, in the day of judgment, I thought you came for results. So in the day of judgment, huh? You know, after you signed your contract, your little six-month or year contract, let's see what kind of results you got since you like your trainer so much. Because, see, if you don't have a love-hate relationship with your trainer, in other words, some of the things that your trainer asks you to do, if it's a real trainer, you're not going to like it. That's, see, that's God right there. Because you're not going to like it, but you can't give him leftovers. In other words, you can't come in this gym acting like your health ain't more important than your money. Your health is more important than your money. If you think I'm lying, go to every hospital and let's see how far your money will go, and let me tell you how far your health will go.
Yeah.
I don't care how rich you are. When God say no, they can't save you. Hello.
Amen. Yes, indeed.
How about that? Leftovers. Stop giving God leftovers. Let's go ahead and pray, Ms. Latonya.
Our Father and our God, we come before you on this morning at this very hour to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for providing us with this meal on this morning, dear God, and we thank you for every person that was present here that was able to receive of you, dear Father. We ask that you will just continue to cover us all, dear God. Help us to know and believe that our life is not our own, so that everything that you give to us, dear Father, we must give right back to you in obedience, dear God. We ask that you will just help us to continue to serve you in spirit and truth, dear God, but more importantly, to bless each and every person that you place in our path, dear God, according to your will. We thank you for our leader on this morning. We ask that you will just strengthen him where he is weak, dear God, and just keep us all on the right path of righteousness. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Amen. Y'all have a great day. Make sure y'all call in this evening. Okay? As we continuing on with this leftovers. Call in. It's going to be good this evening. See y'all at 8 o'clock this evening. Y'all have a great day.
Bye-bye.